we learned Sifyud Beis yesterday. We did not do the Mishnah Berurah and Sifyud Beis. Let's see, Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat, Lam, and Gimel. So when you Chil Shabbos should be done through a Jew as opposed to a non-Jew. Bedafka, not a non-Jew, or Noshim or Ketanim, Shlolasis. At Tom Kosovo Rosh. The Rosh says, why are we makbet to be a male adult Jew? Shemazim in the list now, because sometimes you don't have a non-Jew woman or child. And we're afraid Osigam Kain La Duri Basra, so you'll start looking for them. Because that's what your thought process is. We talk about Sakana, that might endanger the patient. Tam Zeshayach Gabi Ketanim, Venim Yehudim, that'll impact children. Why you couldn't look for children, they'll look for non-Jews. That's because there's no, you know, they have a halachic, there's a halachic benefit to using a non-Jew. There's a halachic benefit to using a cut. There's no halachic benefit to using a woman. She's as much as mechuyev as I am. So why can't we use a woman? You know, the women will take it. Why are you giving me to do? Because you don't do it yourself. So she's going to say, what's that? What's going on? You don't do it yourself? Must be there's something wrong with doing it. So you're making me do it. I'm not going to do it. So nobody's going to do it. Or the alternative, the opposite possibility is that women might draw conclusions, well, this case is mutter, they might come up with other cases which are mutter, which really aren't mutter, because they're not as learned in understanding the differences.
I'm not recalling. So what was the situation where it's preferable to have one of those people?
So in a case where there's no sakana, the case we're talking about, there's a chilul Shabbos which we decided is a chilul sheish b'sakana, so you should prefer to do it with specifically, according to the first opinion over here, was specifically with a Jew and not a non-Jew. But a case where you have someone which is not a sakana, or alternatively the refuah is not necessarily a refuah yadua, then you have it done through a non-Jew.
But what about a katan or a woman?
See, a woman has no benefit in halacha. There's no benefit of having a woman do it. Over here, it's the opposite. There's no benefit of doing it with a woman. We're afraid specifically do not use a woman, because if we use a woman, a woman might take it, misinterpret what's going on. Not so much that we're going to benefit from using the woman.
I thought the only time we deal with women and children is when we're dealing with edus. What other situations are we dealing with in halacha that we would want to include? Have their actions be, you know, over that of an adult male.
No, there's no advantage. There's no advantage of a woman over here halachically.
Okay,
right. But that point over here is what the Mishnah is saying is the opposite. Don't use a woman, because if you use a woman, the woman will misinterpret and say, "Why is he asking me to do it and not doing it himself? Must be he thinks it's a problem. Is he leaving me to do the dirty work? Well, I'm not going to do his dirty work, and then nobody's going to do it. That's where fate's going to happen." Suppose that the person doing it himself, he's going to give it to a woman to do, not because there's any benefit halachically. But if he says, you know, you're closer, why don't you do it? She's going to say, what do you mean you're closer, why don't you do it? I'm closer, why don't you do it? You know, you should do it. You know, they're going to get it's an argument as opposed to doing it. That's what we're afraid of. They're going to not understand why they're being pointed at. Not because any benefit of pointing at it just happened to be, you know, somebody said, okay, why don't you have a woman do it? But once they say that, women get all defensive.
Right? Is this going to a woman's, this is how women are? Is that the issue?
That's what a concern might have. That might be the response.
Okay.
Or, alternatively, they might draw conclusions and say, well, this case was mutter last week, I was Michal Shabbos and this and this. Well, this week is probably the same thing. Well, it's not necessarily true. She's going to draw conclusions which we're afraid she shouldn't be drawn.
Okay.
Now, El Yadei should be an adult, male adult, Jew. The Mishnah adds another level, Lamed Dalet, El Yadei. K'sheshom b'maymet ze chachomim, mitzel l'chachila l'asuschil ze ayadehem. The rabbi should do it. Even better, and this will give the message across everybody that how important it is to do it. Rama Parish Mishnah, fine. Vida, the Chol Siv is that Ma'ir Shekulam Oymde Ba'isim Oymit. obviously we're talking about that there's various different people there, right? There's no men there. Yesh noshim sham. There's women there. Obviously, v'vadi en lehem hamtin v'hem zuzos miniskaris. Obviously, in that situation, they run to do it. Now he added, however, the rabbi added, if it's possible, based on the situation, you can respond with doing it with a shinui without adding any extra response time, or through a non-Jew. Without any extra response time, you should use the, according to the second opinion of the Rambam, is then you should use the Shinoi or the non-Jew, unless you're afraid the non-Jew is not going to take it seriously.
So I had heard somebody say in the past, over Yontav, it's actually a mitzvah to not mechal Shabbos. You're not actually mechaling Shabbos to save somebody's life because you're enabling them to keep further Shabbos, and that's how you keep Shabbos. So, is there any backing behind that idea?
There is an opinion like that in the Gemara, and there's a question whether we pass on like that opinion. But they're correct that it's not considered. There's a question amongst the Achronim. It's assuming you don't hold that opinion, and we learn from the opinion of the pasuk of Chai Behem that the mitzvah of life overrides the Yisur Chilul Shabbos. Is that considered a Hutra, the Shabbos is like there's no aver involved, or there's an aver, but there's a heter to do it. You're being doich of the Shur of Shabbos. How do you understand that? Mm-hmm. So that's a discussion. But that logic in the Gemara of your mechalal one Shabbos to keep many Shabbos is not clear. We pass on that halacha lemaisa. Lamed hey, b'lo ichra yadishinei. The kol kama the nuchal asas beheter. If you can do it in a permitted way, why should you do it in a prohibited way when you do it in a permitted way? And therefore we say, if you can do it with a shina, you should do it with a shina. Even if it's going to add, no, the case of the Ramah was that it's not adding any response time at all. It's not extending the response time at all. But let's say it would extend it a little bit. But this illness specifically is not an illness which is bohol. It doesn't have to be, it's not like, a heart attack. It's an illness which you have to respond to on Shabbos, but it's not rushed. And therefore you could wait another minute, will not make a difference. Then all namemis akrim ma'at kilasizayrishinoi, then elisidurban. Then we add the extra time we do with the shinoi, which makes it from an isidurisa to an isidurban. Okay. Or he said alternatively, if you can do it through a non Jew without any extra time, lamed vav, vudin al yedei ketana. And similarly, if you can do it through a katan, without any extra time, who'll do it effectively, you would have a katan do it.
This is
according to the second opinion.
Is the katan here just before bar mitzvah?
Before bar mitzvah.
And that's just any time up to that point?
Correct.
Okay.
Noigim, and that, mostly that's the minik. Vataz kostav, the law of minik was seeking, it was not a really valid minik. He can use a non-Jew. The Rambam himself added it off. If you're worried about the non-Jew will not take it seriously, you should do it with a Jew. So Taz says that's our automatic assumption. So the Jew will take it more seriously, and therefore, there's any possibility of a danger. If the person who does it more quickly is considered praiseworthy, don't wait for the non-Jew. So Shabbos seems to be much real like the Taz. They're not arguing in the principles. The concept, you're right. Theoretically, halakhically, we should agree that having a non-Jew do it is better. But it's only if it's not going to create, it's going to downgrade the level of care. And that we have to assume that there's such a concern. Someone adds another step. Since it's so obvious to us that this is the nature that the Jew is going to take this more seriously than the non-Jew, if somebody else sees a non-Jew doing it, they're going to think that the situation isn't so important, because any important situation, obviously a Jew will be taking care of it. So any surrounding help that you might need will also be lacking. So it's not worth it. Sif Yud Gimel. Back in the Shulchan Aruch, Kol Azor is the Chal Shabbos, but Davar Sheish B'Sakana Reizim Meshupakana. Whoever does it more quickly is more praiseworthy. I feel in Mesakan Imoy Davar Acher. Even if while you're doing this Malacha, you're getting a benefit. For example. Sheperas mitzoyda lahalos tinuk shenofel lenor. A child fell into the river, and they spread a net to get the child out. Well, vitzodim oidogim, fish are going to come with it. So you know, so you save the child, but you also caught a lot of fish. V'chein kol kayotze b'zeh, or something of that similar scenario. The loch is still, we go ahead with it, and we do what we have to do, even though there's a side benefit. We ignore that. We don't say it's a chilul Shabbos. Mishabur lamed ches v'chein kol kayotze b'zeh. Now this is an example. This is a Gemara, and we're gonna. The Gemara gives another example. A child fell into a cistern or a well. You would dig out, if necessary, a piece of the dirt to get him out. By doing so, you're creating a stairway down into this pit, into this well. Which wouldn't be there otherwise. So we're digging out to get that. So you end up with a nice way to get down in there, a nice ramp, but that's not your kavono, so it's mutter. Okay. No din. Ninol adelis bifnei atinik. The child gets locked into a room. So halacha considers a child in a room all by itself. He's considered sakonis defoshes. He will get scared and get overwhelmed, and that it potentially can cause... You know, the child who gets overwhelmed that he will expire. So Shiva Delis and Matsya, you break the door down and you get him out. Even though chopping the door down makes firewood, because not uses the door anymore. So now you have all this nice firewood to use, right? Al Bishahu Mafatsalay some commit eightsim shrim limalach, and you're now chopping it into pieces which you can use for work. Shanasim commit nasar, maybe like boards now. Like same in hadlock, or like chips which you use for fire. The child will get so scared that it'll cause him to die. You'll slip him some nuts under the door to calm him. Actually, bring the key. Okay, so we don't say the wait. We say get it done. This is halacha assumptions. A child being locked in the room all by themselves, with no way to get them out, is considered a halacha danger to life. Even though this person needed the block of dirt, which the cloud of earth which comes out of the pits, or the boards, or the chips. He needs it. See, his mom is doing it, and his mom is planning to use it, what he did. It's mutter kibush and mechavim, because that wasn't his intent. His intent was to do it also the fashions.
Okay, so this situation happened to us when we were in the apartments, and it was a non-Jew. So when there's when you're dealing with Darkei Shalom, for helping out non-Jews on Shabbos in these situations, to what extent do we go according to these situations?
Okay, so it's a good question. So that's there's the tshuva, which is Ramesha said it over here in America, that he applied it in Europe, that the case was a doctor is allowed to do refuah on Shabbos for a non-Jew. Because that will create potentially a dangerous situation for the Jew. In other words, there's no, it's not, you know, Darkei Shalom is a positive thing, but just to generate Darkei Shalom would not be a heter to do it on Shabbos. But we're afraid the opposite would happen if we get out a rumor that Jewish people only save Jewish people on Shabbos and let non-Jew people die. It would be endangering the Jews in the country. So that's his scenario. Was a case of a doctor who his job is to treat people, and he's refusing to treat. Right? If you have a situation where it's not a doctor, but where it's an individual person who's not a doctor, and he's in a situation where it would be nice that he helps, but there's plenty of people who don't help even though they're not Jewish. And something nothing to do with Jew versus non-Jew. Just, you know, we don't get involved. It's not obvious that he's doing it because he's refusing because of his religion, or there's no reason that people think that people would ascribe it to that. You know, you get to say, you know, I can't help you because of my religion. Yeah, thank you. That's not intelligent, right? You know, I'm sorry, I can't help you right now. I have an issue at home. You know, saying I can't help you, that would be a problem. So really, we have to be depends on, you know, based on you assess the situation, how much we think that that's going to be interpreted negatively.
Now, how about the idea of the it's permissible to use the, you know, the things of, you know, fallout from this, you know, chopping down doors, etc. Would that, even in this situation, do we apply the same halacha?
Yeah, I'm not following what you're saying.
There's a non-Jew, yeah. Non-Jewish child behind a door, and we just got finished saying that for a Jewish child, if you want to chop down the door,
right,
you're allowed to keep that fire with you create.
Right.
So for a non-Jewish child or a similar situation, would you be allowed to benefit?
It's the case where it's permitted, because we say there's an Ava issue, there's potential for this hatred being developed, and for its mutter, it would be the same thing.
Okay.
And in the case where there's no Ava, it would be a certain door, forget about using the wood. So I don't think it'd be a difference. Okay. Sif Yudalit. Hoyakal Shiesh Brisakana Tsarak Buster. It's a situation where the doctor said that he needs to eat meat, and this is part of his refuah. So you're allowed to give him meat, but there was no meat available. So we have a choice now. What should we do? Should we shecht the animal? There was some non-kosher, non-shechted meat available. So he would have to be over the veil of eating non-shechted nevela. Or should we shecht on Shabbos? Which one's better? So lach shecht and we shecht. We should give him nevela, an animal which died on its own without being shecht. We shecht instead. But the doctor felt that the needs of the chayla, or the chayla himself felt that he needs to eat immediately. And avela mulchenes miyad, a shkita misacheres loy. The avela is immediately available, whereas the shkita would take more time to process the shkita. Then mulchenes miyad, the avela, we give him the avela. Okay, so why do we shecht? What's the question? Nevela is a lav. It's shechita on Shabbos is a chiyuv skila. So we would have thought doing shechita, which is chiyuv skila, doing nevela, which is only a lav, and there is a rule in the Gemara. We try to go with the lighter iser first. So the lighter iser is nevela, not shechita on Shabbos. So why are we shecht? So the Mishnah Berurah. There's many explanations for this halacha. Yesharman. First approach is, this is from the Rosh. This is what you were saying before. Shum the Shabbos hutra itzal bekuch nefesh. That the Isra of Shabbos wasn't said in a scenario of life threatening situations. So shechting is not called doing an aver. Because Shabbos doesn't apply in a situation of bekuch nefesh. And therefore, whereas the nevela, the item itself has an iser on it. It's an nevela. So the item is a reality of a iser. So he says, but according to that logic, according to this logic, here in Chiddush, I have food which is only Asamir Rabbanan, and I have Shkita on Shabbos. It's better to Shecht on Shabbos than to give him food which is Asamir Rabbanan, according to this logic. Because that's an Isser in the food. And this is just the Isser doing the action, which I'm telling you is Mutter on Shabbos.
The veil is Isser to Rabbanan.
No, let's say Kate would have not. The veil is Isser to Rice.
That's what I thought, okay.
He's saying, but based on this logic, the conclusion would be, even if you're dealing with food which is only Isser mid Rabbanan, you would still say that you, it's better to Shecht. Because of the Shabbos, no, that which is you because nefesh overwrite Shabbos is only in the concept. It's not considered hutra. Not like this rush. It's a Rambam. The Rashba and the Ran, the Sharatian points out, they all say that Shabbos is only called tchuyah. I mean, there's Shabbos, and the Isra because nefesh is overriding and pushing away the Isra of Shabbos. So you have an Aveira here. So we're pushing away an Aveiras. So now the question is. So why are we shechting instead of giving him the veil? Elahatam. So this logic, what's this logic then? According to this pshat, why is the halacha you give the shechita? The shema yekotz mechilas nevela v'lo yerchol v'yistaken. In other words, in the person's mind, the concept of eating non-kosher food is something which makes the person disgusted. So we're afraid he's not going to eat the way he has to eat to be healthy. So if he shechs and he give him kosher food, so whatever happened. Now he's getting kosher food, he'll eat it. We're afraid we don't trust the chayla to be able to stomach the nevela, and then we didn't accomplish our purpose, and that's why we shecht instead. So it's a question of it still it addresses the sakana better. Okay. Ubeis Yosef hevi oitam b'shem Ran. The Ran says a third explanation why we shecht instead of giving the nevela. And he says the following: the nevela oira kol kizayis v'mena b'charam me'isur lav the Shabbos. Shabbos is one time he shechts and that's it. Nevela every kizayis and nevela is another aveira. So even though a lav is less chomer than a skila, but many laving adding up again and again and again, that's more problematic than doing one time the aveira of shechting on Shabbos. Voitam he says another explanation. Ayin shem. Now, according to this understanding, obviously, it's better to give him an Isidra Bonan than doing Skila. By Nevela, which is a lav on the Torah, so each lav is, we say many lav of lav are worse than one Skila. Many Drabonans is not worse than one, so we'd give him a Isidra Bonan to eat instead. That would be the situation. Behine. He understands, listen, my life is in danger, I need it to nevela, I'm not repulsed by it. That's what he says. And the veil is available. Do we shecht or not? So according to reason number one, we would shecht. According to reason number three, we would shecht. According to reason number two, we wouldn't shecht, because he says it doesn't repulse him. Okay, he says that's machlokes in the Achran. But v'alkaponim then yekatan, when it comes to a katan, nearer the tovi yosel achilah basin available yishchad adam avuroi b'shabbos. When it comes to a katan, it would be more beneficial to give him the nevela than to do shechita, because he doesn't have an avera involved in either one of them. So him is not an aveira that he's doing. So why should I go shecht and do an aveira shechting if he could do his non-aveira of eating the veil? Right? That'd be logical. He's only cotton. Because what goes to Mordechai? In Tzarech Latiach Yayin Avur Kailut. If you need to cook wine for the Kailut, or warm it up, Yamala Yisrael, the Yisrael should pour the wine into the pot. V'yachim ho'en Yehudi, and the goy should turn on the fire. Now, even though that might involve the goy moving the wine, and then you make the wine into yayin, which is also because the goy touched it. Mutav she is not sechet yain, me she is chalal Shabbos. It's better that with the wine should end up being usher, then we should do, the Jews should do the chalal Shabbos. Matam, I'm a darkim marsha shekosa. The darkim marsha explains. Kivin she is stam yenam ena elamid rabbanan. The isser of non-Jewish wine, which is used actually actively to serve their avodah zarah. That's an isser derais. But that which Chazal said you can't use non-Jewish wine is an isser rabbanan. So, we have Mr. Kal, it's not such a chomer de kavera. We don't find that it repulses people. Well, done in avela, which people find the idea of the meat disgusting. It's wine, is wine. You know, it's non-Jewish. They don't have the same type of a visceral, excuse the pun, visceral response to it. Okay. If it's available, again, we only use a goy if it's available, it's not going to add any time. So in case we're not going to add any time, let the goy do the cooking. The kaimalon, but you're a day of a simon kuf chav hay, sifyu. The ene Yehudi hamalach kli pasuach, v'yisrael mashamar shal yisnasech, yishori. If the Jew is watching him while he's carrying that container of wine, then he doesn't have an opportunity to make the wine be used for anything which is prohibited to pour it. There's a libation somewhere. So the Chazal did not answer that wine. We can have a situation where the goy will warm it up and it will leave him kavaser. So obviously that's better than as opposed to let's say bring him other wine, etc., or having the Jew do it. But if the Jew says he wants to do it instead, he's allowed. He has what to rely on. Now, theoretically, everything being equal, you'd have a chiyuv to use a non-Jew. You say, no. You can be, the Jew wants to do it. He can rely on that. He's permitted to do it.
What's the issue again of having a non-Jew move wine, mavushal or non-mavushal? It just creates an issue. Where does that come from?
Chazal said there's a concern that the person could have intent while he's. In other words, we picture libation specifically pouring it in front of it. Chazal apparently was on Chazal the idea of even stirring it or moving it. These things were all ways of using it as an offering to the avodah zarah. So. It's interesting how Chazal set up the Isser of Stam Yenim. The Mor says the motivation for Stam Yenim wasn't the Avodah Zarah. The motivation for Stam Yenim was staying away from the Goyim. I can't drink with them. I can't drink their wine. We're not going to intermarry. But even though that was the motivation, but the pattern that they used was based on the concept that non-Jewish wine is Usser Deraisa because it's been used for Avodah Zarah. So they the reason why they made this Stam Yenim, it's called Stam, wasn't really used for Avodah Zarah. Usser is because of intermarriage. The way they set it up was along the parallel of the Isser of Nisuch, of using it for Avodah Zarah. It's a fascinating concept. That sometimes the motivation and the way it was set up can be separate. Okay. Sif Tesvov. Amaduhu. What does Amaduhu mean? They were able to estimate. Pirashi spanu b'machlosa b'shiaru. They investigated his illness. Right? They tested him b'shiaru, and they came to an estimation. Haroifim shesarach grugeris achas. Okay. That he needs one grugeris of one amount of food the size of grugeris of a dried. Fig. And that's the shear of Chilul Shabbos by Isurim of Achilu. Rotsu Asar Vivio Loi Kolechad Gergeris, Kulam Patur. 10 people ran and grabbed the Gergeris off the tree and brought him a Gergeris. So all 10 are Patur, because all did it for the purpose of Bikur Devish. Each one thought he'd be he thought he's going to get there and give it to him. V'yesh them Sarchotem Yis Hashem, Afilu Hivri Barishan, even though the first one healed him. Mr. Bura, mem. Each one thought he's going to get there first. So it's an interesting question. What will be in a situation where the Kohen calls in Reuben, Reuben, I need X, go get X. Good. So Reuben starts going, traveling to go get X. Meanwhile, Shimon hears about it and gets X already. So obviously Shimon should tell Reuben, you don't need to do it. But the problem is the only way Shimon, let's say Shimon can only communicate with Reuben by telling, doing an Issa Derabanan. So should Shimon do an Issa Derabanan to stop Reuben from doing his Malacha Deraisa that he's going to do? Malacha is not. Because what he's doing is, under the circumstances, was a permitted act. So I have no chiv to stop him. If I could, without any averas involved, I would. But if I needed an avera to stop him, I'm not chiv to do that. Either they carried it through Shas Rabbim, that's a Malacha Deraisa, or they took it off the tree, which is a Malacha Deraisa. So the Malacha is they all get rewarded from Hashem. I feel a Hebrew Rishon, a Pirish, a Violoi Bezechazel, they brought it one after the other. The first one already ate, and he's healed, or he's recovering. Nobody's chayav a korban. Each one thought they're going to get there first, and what they're doing is a real need for pikuach nefesh. I'm not waiting on somebody else gets there. I'm going to go try and get because I think I can do it quickly and get it back to as quickly as possible. So I, believing in that, I'm doing a mitzvah. Not only is not an aveira, they'll get rewarded from a Kodesh Baruch Hu for what they try to do. So it's not only it's not an avera, but it's a mitzvah.
So let's say somebody is going to do something that's an avera, but it's not for permitted purpose. Would one be required to do an Issur Derabanan to stop them from doing an Issur Deraisa?
So Morris says no. There's no Allah of Chatei Vishash Yisra Chaberach. I'm not Mukhib to do an Aveira in order that you should gain. But Tosis brings a case where we do say that. So Tosis says depends whether it's a Pshi or not. So the person is with his own reason, his own fault that he's doing that Aveira. I'm not Mukhib to do, I don't do even a Aveira Drabanan to stop. If it wasn't his fault, it would be like an oinus, then I would do an avera, a lesser avera, and his avera derabanan to help him not do an avera deraisa.
What do we call his fault? Is it like clearly, not b'shogeg, like, you know, absent-mindedness, or is it like somebody's out to do an
avera? No, not that. It means, you know, he wasn't as careful as he's supposed to be, and he ended up in a situation of avera. Right. Okay. Tezai. Now, Amadul Lishrei Gergeris. Okay, so we have a fascinating question. Here's your love to Shashilas. Okay, this is a Gemara Menachos. The doctor says he needs to eat two Gergeris. So on one tree, one tree, you need to do two acts of cutting off of the tree. Each Gergeris is on a different branch. So the only way you're going to get both of them off is by doing two acts of cutting. That's in one tree. There's another place in the tree that there's three gergeris on one branch. So I'll do one act of cutting, but I'm taking three items off of the tree at the time. So which one is called more kotzer? Two acts of kotzer or resulting with three gergeris of kotzer coming off of the tree in one mice? That's the lamda shalim more ahead. Right? Kishmak, right? So which one is considered less kotzer? So the halacha is karsim ha'oikit she'esh b'sholosh. One act of cutting, even though you're cutting off three, is preferred over doing two acts of cutting. Now, you know, you're shtayim ba'ikitz echad, v'sholosh ba'ikitz echad. However, when you're comparing, I have one act of cutting and one branch has two on it, one branch has three on it, each one's only one act of cutting, but one act of cutting will give me three, one act of cutting will give me two. So you say, well, there's no difference. There is. And that's lo yichazer ala ha'ikitz she'esh ba'ishnayim. Because we do take into consideration the result, but not that when overrides the amount of my actions which are being done. Now, hagavim adaber bohol. If the time right now is very busy, it's, you know, it's pressured, which means we can't wait. You just grab the one which is quickest to get. You don't care what smaller, less. You do as quickly as possible. So we said, Mem Gimel Sheish Boshalosh, the Bezema Mayra Chilo, Sheinu Kaitzel of Hamachas, I cut one tree, I'm only doing one act of cutting, that's better than two acts of cutting. But if I have one, I have a choice between one act of cutting which gives me two figs, one act of cutting which gives me three figs, and I only need two figs, so I cut the one which only has two figs. The Bereba Beshura Shalot Tzarech is Oser. Increasing the amount of the Malacha is being, the amount of Malacha is being impacting or creating, even though it's a one Maisa, it's called Reba Beshurim. So is cooking two kazaisim more of an act of cooking than one kazayis? Yes, it's called Reba Beshurim. Is, you know, and any one of the Malachas is like that. But Reba Beshurim is not the same thing as Reba Beshurim. But the Shalot Tzarech, Reba Beshurim is awesome. So that's in the mashal. They were cooking for a challah. We had this before in Shin Yud Ches. Cooking for a challah. So Mishabura said that, you know, you can't say, listen, I'll take that again. There's no, if there's time is bohol, you just do whatever you have to do. If you can't put five extra pieces of meat in the pot and stick it on the fire, there's one act of putting it on the fire. There's five extra. Mishabura over there actually understood Reb Shurim is not a derabban. It's a deraisa. That it's considered Reba Beshurim, I'm doing more of a malacha by cooking five kazaisim of meat and then one kazaisim of meat. You know, he brought some of the Seis Terezim, Seis Terabonin, so and the Mishabura Shikrashit is at its Terezim. Come there, Pasha, from here we it's obvious. It's not only by the malacha of kotzer of reaping, but any one of the lametes malachas. Feeling who b'kteira achas, even though it's in one pot. Also the vasha will also shar malachas. Rak mashat zorach achsha b'tzimtzum. You do what is needed now, specifically. Again, if the time is pressured, emadatin b'kach kilukamei. Like we said, like we said before, we said again, we'll say again, we don't get involved in that. Like the Ramah is going to point out over here. Okay. Yud Zayin is one of the, probably the one of the most important sifim here in the Siman. The beginning sifim were very important. And this sif deals with the different levels of Charli and what's mutter to do al yedei whom. And we're going to have four opinions in this sif. Okay. Charli shenofal Machmas chol yoy lemishkan. Famous account. Person's ill. He's ill enough that he's taken to bed, which means the whole body is affected by it. It's called nafal lemishkan. The person is ill, but there's no danger. Or he has some type of a ache shemitzdayer, which causes pain. But the chol meno kol gufa, the pain is so intense that the whole body feels weak because of it. Shows off his shahalik, even though the rest of the body really is functioning. There's nothing wrong with this. It's not the whole body is sick. When a person has a flu, it's not that the flu is in his head. The flu is over the whole body. Right? Sometimes a person can have an intense headache, but the headache is so intense that the whole body feels weak because of it. So again, the illness is in the head. So his feet are really working fine. So he's walking around. Kanovel Mishkav done, we count him as if he felt he's in bed. So over there, the lochas urim lady Yehudi lasses the refuah. We could tell a non-Jew to do the malach, do refuah for him. Okay, which means even malach of the raisa. I will ain mechal and love as a Shabbos b'sit the raisa. The first opinion says you can't for this fellow. You cannot be mechal or Shabbos. For a Jew can't do a malach of the raisa for this person. I feel a yesh b'sakana zevri. Even though there's a limb of his body which is threatened. If we don't do refuah with this ayre the Yisrael. Now there are certain eivorim which obviously threaten the whole body, threaten the life, but it's a question of a finger, so they might lose the finger. Okay, that's for the rice. L'chal of Yisrael be an isser drabbanon be a dying to do an isser drabbanon directly for this fellow who is sick, not life threatening. Yesh matir mafilo ein b'sakana zeiver. Some say even without sakana zeiver, that's mutter drabanus. V'yesh armim shem yesh by sakana zeiver oisim to do a isid drabanan directly by the Jew. If a limb is threatened, the Jew can do it. V'meim is ein b'sakana zeiver ein oisim. That if there's no sakana zeiver, the Jew cannot do it. Okay. V'yesha, and there's another opinion which says, so we have the first one said that Isur Darbanan, a Jew can do even not Sakana Zeiver. The second one says it depends on Sakana Zeiver or not. Third opinion says like this: Shim Ein B'Sakana Zeiver, Oisim B'Shinui. We do the Isur Darbanan with a Shinui. V'yesh B'Sakana Zeiver, Oisim B'Loi Shinui. You do it without a Shinui. Something which is close on a malacha deraisa, so then we don't do. This opinion says something which is not near to. He'll give some examples later on. He says we'll see some examples later on. The third opinion is the accepted opinion in halacha that a Jew can do a malacha for this person, whether it's a kind of saver or not. With a shinui, and if there's a kind of saver, you can do any siddur banan without a shinui. Can't do the rice, so you can do the rabbanim. If I can, means I as a Jew can do for this chayla, and it's a rabbanim with a shinui, even though there's no sakana zeiver, or and it's a rabbanim directly if there is a sakana zeiver. That's the third opinion. That's how we fall. We deal with the needs of the cotton, like chayla shem sakana, which to tell a goy, you can tell them the malach of the rice. So you tell the goy to cook him a food, obviously, which is we'll be allowed to eat. He's not eating otherwise, so you can have him make the food, even though it's malacha d'raisa. Kol she'osu la'asu la'yidei Yisrael. V'la'yidei chel la'atzmi osu. The chel can't do it himself either. Avu k'yosu lo'y en Yehudi, mutu l'chel l'sayu k'saz, m'sayen b'mamish. But there's certain scenarios where the action which is being done, we need the chel to help, facilitate, etc. That's not called he's doing a malach. Okay, we'll leave the Mishnah Berurah for tomorrow.